almost persuaded. Listen to the words. Good introduction.
Last night, all alone in a bar room, met a girl with a drink in her hand. She had room. Any man. Then she came and sat down at my table, and as she placed her soft hands in mine, I found myself wanting to kiss her. For temptation was flowing like wine, and I was almost persuaded to strip myself of my pride. Then we danced and she whispered, I need you, take me away from here and be my man. Then I looked into her eyes and I saw it, reflection of my wedding band, and I was almost persuaded to let strange lips lead me
Thank you, Bill. You know, down through the years since rock and roll started, the country and western music keeps coming back in all the time. And I'm not making this a documentary for country and western, but it's a part of it, the same as we do with rhythm and blues and all the great rhythm and blues artists and songs. The marriage of the two, I think, is what makes the music so interesting and so appealing to so many people. And there's so many great artists, you know, from both fields. Right after we started it, you know, the artists that were considered hillbilly, they used to call them, your country and western, you know, they came out. All of a sudden, we had a fellow named Elvis Presley who came along from the country and western field. And Carl Perkins, you know, had a hillbilly boy, Pat Boone, from the rhythm and blues field. Boys Chuck Berry and Fats Domino and all these great artists who came along right at that era, and we all teamed up. And a little later, even the saxophone players, who at the beginning used to call us hillbillies, if I remember. This guy was one of them. You know. Well, no, when we started, you know, Rudy was, he was high class. I was a hillbilly singer, and Rudy was working with a guy named Ralph Martiri at that time. You remember Ralph Martiri's big band? It was wonderful, wonderful group. We were both from this little town, though, and he wouldn't even talk to the hillbilly at that time. Later, we got... Yeah? Hey, you bums. They were number one, and we were both from Little Town, and I wrote a song called Crazy Man Crazy, and then Ralph Martiri recorded it. And Rudy, at that time, I remember on the Tommy Dorsey TV show, and, you know, we had a running thing because he was doing, you know, naturally it was a big thing for him. He was with Ralph Martiri. It was a great band. And I remember seeing him on television when he did the first time. He rolled on the floor and all those things he used to do. But anyway, I'm getting away from what I was trying to introduce. And that was that a little later came Boots Randolph, and Boots had many great hits. But anyway... this is not something that can be proven, but anyway, they all stole from one another. But Rudy would steal something from one sax player, and this happens in the business, and I'm sure all musicians will agree to this. But in any case, Rudy had many early hits. If you remember Skokian, do you remember that? And Rudy had a big record on that one, and with Ralph Martiri, and later recorded it for us with our seven-piece group, and we had quite a hit with it. Oh, this was later, though, 1961 or 62. But Rudy recorded one back then, and this was Boots Randolph's big record, but I always liked the way Rudy played it, and it's a combination. It shows once again how country and Western music filtered into this type of thing. But it was called Yakety Sax. So you remember it? Rudy Pompilio.